After the Battle of Kurukshetra, Part 22, Narada Preaches to Yudhisthira. Suta Goswami said, because of compassion and mental agitation, Sanjaya, not having seen his own master Dhritarashtra, was aggrieved and could not properly reply to Maharaj Yudhisthira. First, he slowly pacified his mind by his intelligence, and then wiping away his tears and thinking of the feet of his master Dhritarashtra, Sanjaya began to reply to Maharaj Yudhisthira. My dear descendant of the Kuru dynasty, I have no information of the determination of your two uncles and Dandari. O King, I have been cheated by those great souls. And while Sanjaya was thus speaking, Sri Narada, the powerful devotee of Lord Krishna, appeared on the scene carrying his tumburu. Maharaj Yudhisthira and his brothers received him properly, getting up from their seats and offering obeisances. Maharaj Yudhisthira said, O godly personality, I do not know where my two uncles have gone, nor can I find my ascetic aunt. She was grief-stricken by the loss of all her sons. You, O Narada, are like a captain of a ship within a great ocean, and you can direct us to our destination. Thus addressed, the godly personality, Devarshi Narada, greatest of the philosopher devotees, began to speak. O pious king, do not lament for anyone, for everyone is under the control of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, all living beings and their leaders carry on worship just to be well protected. It is Krishna only who brings them together and disperses them. As a cow, bound through the nose by a long rope, is conditioned, so also human beings are bound by the different Vedic injunctions and are thus conditioned to obey the orders of the Supreme. Just as a player sets up and disperses playthings according to one's own sweet will, so too the supreme will of Krishna brings men together and then separates them. O King, in all circumstances, whether you consider the soul to be an eternal principle, or the material body to be perishable, or everything to exist in the impersonal absolute truth, or everything to be an inexplicable combination of matter and spirit, feelings of separation are due only to illusory affection and nothing more. Therefore, give up your anxiety due to ignorance of the self. You are now thinking how they, who are but helpless poor creatures, will exist without you. This gross material body made of five elements is already under the control of eternal Kala, under the control of action, and under the control of the modes of material nature. How then can it, being already within the jaws of the serpent, protect others? Those who are devoid of hands are prey for those who have hands. Those devoid of legs are prey for the four-legged. The weak are the subsistence of the strong. And the general rule holds that one living being is but food for another. Therefore, O King, you should look to the Supreme Lord only, who is one without a second, and who manifests himself by his different energies, and who is both within and without. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, in the guise of all-devouring time, Kala Rupa, has now descended on earth to eliminate the envious from the world. Krishna has already performed his duties to help the demigods, and he is awaiting the rest. You Pandavas may wait as long as Krishna remains on earth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.